אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שנה טובה, אמרה בי דדון, פרום בית יוסף, חבת פור ישראל סידני, I just want to wish everyone גמר חתימה טובה, אין הצלחה, שלום ניצה.
רבי דדון, thank you so much for joining us here on SBS Shalom Australia. I want to talk to you about Yom Kippur today, but before we talk about Yom Kippur, I would like to highlight Tkiyat Shofar, the blowing of the shofar during Rosh Hashanah. The Jewish community seeked and received a special permission from in Sydney and in Melbourne from the health authorities to blow the shofar in public places. And I believe it was huge success. You were one of the rabbis that blew the shofar. Please share this experience with us.
I have to tell you that you know, every year I'm doing it in Bet Knesset, and I didn't know how it's exactly going to go. However, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, I came, as usual, a rabbi coming 3 minutes or 5 minutes late to Lion Park in Ross Bay. More than 150 people already were waiting for me. And I was doing the shofar, and then obviously people were keeping all the rules, and they were moving. And then 15 minutes later, again, for 7 times, I did the Tkiyat Shofar in the park. And it was the most uplifting experience. People were so moved. It seemed like that beside, obviously, people wanted to hear the shofar and to connect to the day, the special day of Rosh Hashanah. But it seemed like that people were missing the togetherness. You know, every Chag we are coming together. And this was, in a way, obviously, according to the rules. And I really want to say thank you to the leaders and to the rabbis and obviously to the authorities who allow us to do that. Because what actually happened at the end, that this Rosh Hashanah end up such an amazing, meaningful, and uplifting Chag.
It is actually fantastic to hear that, because so many people felt lonely. To have the sense of community and come and listen to the shofar in one of the most beautiful places in Sydney, with Sydney Harbour as the backdrop for the blowing of the shofar, must be very surrealistic and incredible in this corona lockdown. But we are heading to now to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is the most solemn and important of the Jewish holidays. Its central theme are atonement, repentance. There's also fasting. We observe this holiday with about 24-25 hours fasting and intensive prayer. Usually people spend the whole day in the synagogue on Yom Kippur. What are we going to do on Yom Kippur this year?
I have to tell you that before Rosh Hashanah, we were all the rabbis had the same question, how this Rosh Hashanah is going to happen, because we will not be in Bet Knesset. And it turned out that actually people got inspiration, and it was a very meaningful Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, we don't really have a plan for like parks yet. Maybe something will come in the next day or two. However, first, I'm sure that all the synagogues are going to broadcast the Tefillah of Kol Nidrei, because you are allowed to do it before Yom Kippur, just the hour before Yom Kippur. And also, people at the end of the day will use the time to pray at home. And we, in the Rabbinical Council of New South Wales, we actually print an amazing guide, booklet for people, and it's called the Bet Knesset at Home, which means that people will be able to navigate throughout the tefillot of Yom Kippurim with the Machzor. And I'm sure that people will take it. As you mentioned before, Yom Kippur is a day of tshuva and a day of returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, returning to our core, to our neshama. And it will be an amazing Yom Kippur, because, you know, Rosh Hashanah surprises us for the good. And I'm sure that people will be able to use also Yom Kippurim as a day to connect to our roots, a day to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we'll be able to use this day to affect and to bring an amazing year for every one of us.
We are talking to Rabbi Menachem Dadon, the rabbi of Bet Yosef Chabad Sydney, the Israeli community in Sydney, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rabbi, talking about Yom Kippur, the liturgy for Yom Kippur is very extensive and beautiful. There are beautiful prayers. But the evening service that begins Yom Kippur is commonly known as Kol Nidrei, named for the prayer that begins the service. And Kol Nidrei means all vows. This is something I'm going to miss because I love this prayer that all the community comes into the synagogue before sunset, and you can feel in the air that it's so special. First of all, what are we going to do today, this year, during lockdown, with this beautiful Kol Nidrei prayer? And my second question, if you can perhaps explain the prayer to our listeners.
First, as I mentioned before, I'm sure that the synagogues in every community will broadcast some of the prayers from before Yom Kippur, because as I mentioned, Kol Nidrei you are allowed to, and actually it's part of the halakha that you're supposed to say it before the night. So this year, probably in most of the communities, the rabbi and the chazan will zoom the Kol Nidrei probably an hour or half an hour before Yom Kippur, which means on Wednesday, probably around 5 o'clock, they will finish, or they start 4 or 4:30. Like in my synagogue, I'm going to start 4:30 and finish 15 minutes before Yom Kippurim, and we will do Kol Nidrei. For the second question, Kol Nidrei, as you mentioned before, it's the opening prayer of Yom Kippurim. And it's an amazing prayer because first we say that we are gathering the court, the high court, and we say that we are allowing to pray with everyone. Coming these holy days, and there is no difference, doesn't matter if you are a tzaddik or the opposite, we are praying together because our power is our unity. And then we say Kol Nidrei. And Kol Nidrei, it's the simple meaning of the prayer is, as you say, to nullify all the vows, all the prohibition that we took upon ourselves during the year. And before we start such a special holy day, we want to be clean. So we are saying that we are taking it away, and the Beit Din allowed, according to the Torah, to take away all the vows that we put upon ourselves. But I will say, just explain the Kabbalistic meaning behind it. Throughout the year, we put upon ourselves so many restrictions. I'm not able to. I'm not fit to. It's impossible for me. And without realizing, we limited ourselves. So coming the holiest day of the year when we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so before you start, remind everyone, we take all of that away, which means there is no I'm not able to. There is no I'm restricted and it's hard for me. Everyone is able to. And there is no limitation. And you know, this year it's so important actually to listen to the word of Kol Nidrei, because it seems like that, you know, we're talking about lockdown, we're talking about so many limitations physically that we are not able to, let's start with the basic thing, to come to Bet Knesset and pray together. But we should realize that our soul, our neshama is spiritual, and it's not limited and not bound by all the physical limitations. It's coming actually back to the question that we started, how Yom Kippur will look like. We will be able to focus on this tefillah of Kol Nidrei, we will realize that we are not limited. Yes, maybe physically, and not just maybe, we have to physically to keep the social distancing. We have to keep all the rules physically, but we have to allow our neshama to be unlimited and not to be bound and not to be restricted with anything. And then we'll be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you mentioned the concept of Teshuvah. Teshuvah is to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just repentance on something wrong that I did. It's also to return, to connect to our core, to our neshama, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Rabbi Menachem Dadon, I would like to wish you Shana Tova and Gmar Chatima Tova. And thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.